Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Hey everyone, welcome to Uncensored, the Kenyan podcast where entertainment, music, and culture matters. Today is Thursday, so you know we is definitely doing it for the culture. In today's topic, gender roles in a relationship. You are with me, Nicole Nanzai.
Kama kawaida, the big man himself, Bazu.
The African maestro out here, Kama kawaida.
And we are joined with a guest host. Tiffany, please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Maigua. The Miss Maigua. So yeah, I think that's it when it comes to my intro.
And I mean, maybe na itongwa the Nanzai.
No.
Yo, just scare you. It's all good. It's all good. I just give you bye. But anyways, guys, the roles and the duties that were traditionally done by men can now be done by women, and vice versa. Kitambo, men were the only ones going to, you know, to let the guap, to let bread, nyumbani. But right now, we're seeing women doing
hunting and gathering.
Hunters, what? I'm not an alcoholic in any way, so I don't know where that came from. But yeah.
Process of hunting and gathering, please. Yeni, that was a career, man. Come on.
But tell me, yes, guys, how are you feeling about it? How are you feeling about how the gender roles have now changed?
I don't mind. I think mainly it's because the way I grew up, I don't mind. I grew up in a household where there are no such thing as roles. As in, see, everybody has a chance to get the bread. See,
yeah.
All of you are coming together as one to build each other. So, mono kukwa na roles. Roles nzanini?
I think the change is demanding people to have to adopt new perspectives of looking at how dating is like. Sababu, ukiangalia kama shooting the shot. Kitambo, I think it was dominantly men who were supposed to shoot their shots, and the ladies who shoot their shots walikuwa naangaliwa, you know, there's kuna kashida mahali now, you know. Nowadays, sioni shida yote. I mean, ladies are shooting their shot every other day. I mean,
hey, lakini, can you clearly see a lady shooting a shot? I'm a lazima go on a deep knowledge.
Excuse me, some of us shoot our shots quite open.
We are quite direct, some of us.
Signal scandal.
Yeah, I'm saying directly, I like
10%.
You. Do you want 10%. To go for a date? No.
Wait,
you imagine
some of
that
hard nowadays.
For real? Yeah. That's direct. Yeah. The
problem is
you guys don't want to direct women. Because we are shocked. You say how? You guys are like, no, we're the only ones who are shooting our shot. Women shoot their shot.
No.
You're like, you women are not direct. You women are so indirect in shooting your shot. We become direct and you're like, whoa, you're coming a bit too slow. Relax.
So when a lady comes in, like, hey, check, I like you, can we go for that? That's a 0.5 out of 10 chance. The thing about when you say, like, we need ladies to be directly nini, if you feel a guy, don't be sending mystery girls, because me man say guys can't treat shit.
No, but some of us also do the same. Like, I'll reach out, tell a guy, and then and he's gonna look at me like, wait, huh?
Because, Chief, nimanza nikisema, that's a 0.5 out of 10 chance that happens.
It's encouraged, but bad word is a fika. Very few people do that.
Nini mnasema, when it comes, mnaogopa.
Because we are shocked.
You can't handle it.
Because you're not used to it.
Why are you complaining?
We are not used to it exactly.
Yeah, so we complain when it happens, you complain when it doesn't happen. What do you want, guys?
I'm gonna send this message.
I'm nasema pa shooting your shot. Are you the same guys who are going to be willing to accept a proposal from a woman?
Yes.
Oh yeah, hey, yes. Of course. Hey, no, way. Hey.
I have asked you a proposal.
And if you have a proposal to me or to Maestro, or especially to me, Puma.
No. But Bill, listen.
Puma.
I've had this conversation before, and I've been told for some niggas, if a shorty legit asks you out, you'd lose interest because it was too easy.
Exactly.
Some of you are just out there.
Because some of you expect you want to chase, which isn't a problem because people have been raised differently. So if you have been raised or you've seen how men behave around you and you see the man as a quote-unquote alpha man, then you will automatically, you know, like monkey see, monkey do. Sindio? So if you see it, you will do it. If you see the man is the one who's proposing, you'll also want to propose because because you've seen it.
Okay.
Fellas out there, if you know you like the cheese, tafadhali, tuma ka thumbs up sign on Instagram account at uncensored.ke. Nimeshikia vizuri.
Uncensored underscore pod. But,
uncensored underscore pod. Send a thumbs up if you love the cheese.
Even you guys, I'm so sure you guys want to chase. I
don't like the cheese because of the uncertainty and I just got tired.
You know, Nazai, actually, I think what will make a man get tired of being chased, it's less of the chasing, more of the personality of the person. See, it's the same way when a dude is chasing. Sunangalia nini? There are some things that you look out for. Personally, for my case, it's the same thing.
Maestro, have a masterclass. Ongelele story.
Another gender role that used to happen was the whole when it comes to money. The breadwinner of the family used to be the man. But right now we're seeing a huge difference. We're now seeing how, you know, the women are the ones who are bringing bread. What are you guys feeling? Would you guys, for example, would you guys date someone who earns more money than you? Or would you marry someone who earns more money than you?
Why not?
Okay, let me tell a story, yeah? There's no Denzel, right? Denzel Washington.
Yeah.
When he met his wife, she was way above his league. As in, when they decided to get married, she was the breadwinner. But look, man, both of them right now, look at how they turned out. So for me, I feel like it shouldn't be an issue. Our marriage says it's strong, it's our.
Tiffany, would you date someone who you're earning more money than?
Imagine I don't mind. It's just, it could be me. It could be me and it could be my love language and the fact that I enjoy giving gifts more than I do, like, receiving them. But with you, Nishida, as long as we can maintain the household, I don't care who makes the most money among us. Just don't live off me. As in, I'm not going to raise you and raise our children.
I think the reason as to why many people have an issue with that is because this woman won't respect me if she earns more money than me. Or this man is a bum, like doing nothing, staying home, playing games, watching TV, doing nothing, while this mama is doing everything. So
maybe when you bring it that way, then I think now that's when the guy needs to have a problem. But in the scenario where both of you guys are working, just as your wife is earning more than you, shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah. I feel like even if you're working, you need to be doing something to better yourself. You know, like, you're not just sitting around doing nothing. You might end up doing what you love doing and you might end up earning money from it, and it might not be a lot of money, but you love doing what you're doing. And that's what I think what work should be. Work should be something you enjoy doing and not just something to bring in money to. People assume that having a lot of money to provide all these good things is what makes people happy. The whole money doesn't make you happy. I mean, I'm kind of poor, that statement is kind of like, what? Kind of poor right now, so I'm like, please, nyamaza, I'd be so happy. But no, but in reality, those people who have money, they're not happy. Or some of them are happy, of course, yes. But if you're constantly trying to make all this money, but for what? For what? Like, what are you doing in this? You don't need those things. You just need the person. You know, you don't need these material things. Kila kitu hapa ni vanity. Guy.
The other day, there's a time I was having a conversation with some people from class. So the conversation was, if let's give an example, Nanzai, yeah? You find someone, Saizi, you know, you settle down, kidogo, this guy is earning, let's say, 120K. You're earning your 40,000 there. Kana taxiwa, kana rudi, kana kuwa 15K, but you're still happy, yeah? Get married, you settle down, yeah? Now, along the way, you get a promotion or something, or a deal just comes through for you. All of a sudden, you shoot from 40,000 to earning around 800,000 to 1 million Kenyan shillings per month. Would you still commit to this person who's earning 90,000 to 100,000?
It doesn't matter to me. I mean, I can be Beyonce and I can still marry someone who, as long as I love this person, I wouldn't care. I wouldn't really care at all.
Hey. Sasa udem alisemanga if she were in such a situation, anaambia bwana wacha kazi, baki nyumbani, ndakuwa na kuachia pocket money ya
can't be me.
Nikikuja jioni,
catch me outside the bullshit.
Ipate watoto wamelalishwa, you know, watoto wamepelekwa shule, wamerudishwa, wameoshwa. You know, it was like the husband will stop wasting time and become a housewife.
A stay-at-home dad.
Exactly.
But is there a problem with being a stay-at-home dad? I wouldn't tell my husband to do that. But you know, even if you're at a stay-at-home dad, I mean, you're doing something. You're doing other things. You're not just staying at home doing nothing. You know. But I don't find a problem with being a stay-at-home dad, to be honest.
Isn't stay-at-home dad being strictly doing chores in the house and stuff?
It's been improved, just like everything else. Traditionally, there was a housewife, and the housewife wasn't allowed to, you know, to work, to do this, to even have a hobby. Like these people, their life was washing nguo, washing nyumba, washing watoto, you know, those things. But right now, things have improved. Wamama wameenda kazini, some guys are staying at home, and just because they're staying at home doesn't mean that they don't do anything. You know, like this guy might be going to golf or works in bowling. Some weird things. So I don't think unaka tu nyumbani, unaka hivyo, unafanya nothing. Because mimi hiyo fears.
I feel like nowadays a house husband is just basically staying at home with no actual career. That's the term. You can have your whole side business, you can have your whole bowling alley thing going on, but you don't have any actual 8-to-5 career thing going on.
Since we're talking about money, what about like paying for the date?
50-50. Unless the nigga is not comfortable, me, I'm easy 50-50.
Ooh, God bless you. Kubariki. That is very rare. That is very, very rare. Wow.
And there's no problem with it being.
Hey.
What do you think about these people who say, since you're the one who called me here, you asked for my time, it's only prudent for you to pay for this lunch. You're the one who asked me out on a date, so pay for the lunch. What do you think about that?
I used to say that. I don't know. I used to say it to justify what I thought or my idea of what a date should be. I've been raised where the guy is the alpha male. You get
the like provider.
The guy is a provider. Of course, things have changed with this generation where we can now split it. Personally, I split the bill like most of the times. But even if we're dating, like it reaches a point where I can't pay, this person can't pay. Like it doesn't become an issue of, oh my gosh, you're going to pay for it. But if it's like a first date, I'd want you to pay it. If you called me, I'd want you to pay it. Not that I can't pay it. I can surely pay for it. If you tell me no, then I can pay for our bill. Leave alone just mine. I can pay for our bill. But I expect where and only pay.
Gentlemen, you've heard it for yourself.
this is why I forwarded my application. I shall be submitting my application.
Let me tell you guys, a relationship shouldn't even be 50-50. It should be 100-100. It shouldn't be 50-50. You give your all and this person gives their all. Don't give half. Don't.
We just be on character development, actually.
Hey! You are preaching.
What will you put in 100? But okay, it's true.
I'm spitting. This nigga Nicole spitting.
But there are times you'd have to 80-20. But there are days 80-20 you'll have to work. Like if you're in a position where you can't give 100, let's say you're stressed or you're going through this whole mental health.
And that's why, that's why you're giving 100. That's why you're giving 100 each, so that one time a person slacks, where bado uko. Una get? It's the quick guy. Sasa tutafanya nini? We're not 100%. We're at 70 because I've given my 50 and this person is giving 20. But I know in the past, the relationships weren't like that at all. Relationships weren't even 50-50. It used to be like 75-15, with 75 being the woman and 15 being the guy. In the past, it used to be housewife. The women weren't working. The woman is the one who's staying at home. The woman is the one who's doing everything in the house and also in the relationship. The woman is the one who's doing, where are we going to go for our honeymoon? Seduce mingala ileko kwa shule. Like the guy used to do nothing. So metu kweli. Mama ndo anavapa lingerie. Mbona tu kwangi na negojez. Hey, sisu moja mtuvali ata sisi tuone.
That's the great sweat pants. There
too. Tami nataka kuona G-string umeva tuone. Tusame wow.
Ngoje, si kuna funga nazo?
Sindio?
Male G-string.
Kuna funga nazo?
First aid guy.
Tuvali ata sisi
kumoja. I think Eskiandela shai Shock Nairobi na moja.
Aliva.
Yeah. Was it Extendela? Yeah, Extendela is ever 1-1.
But yeah, like, we're at a point where it shouldn't be based on gender. Nothing should be based on gender right now. Sissy.
Me, honestly, spoil your king. Spoil your king.
Spoil him. And that also spoil us. Imagine. Sissy, peke yetu, utakanga kuka vizuri tukiwa kwa bedroom. Hata unaweza kaa vizuri. Nisikia. Trim, trim, trim. Tuvalie ka negligee hivi. Bam.
Billy. Utawezana, man.
But guys, let's take a break, but before we do, make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at uncensored_pod. You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel, Tuko YouTube Sahi, and follow our Spotify playlist. Hi everyone, it's your girl Nzai. Thank you so much for tuning in to Uncensored. But before we get into the podcast, I want to let you know that you can now watch and listen to Uncensored on YouTube. So make sure to go and subscribe to the channel. We also have a weekly updated Spotify playlist full of great music. You definitely don't want to miss out on that. So I'll give you guys a couple of seconds so that you can go and subscribe, push that notification bell, and follow us on Spotify. Is you good? Great. Now to the podcast. Welcome back to Uncensored, Dude for the Culture, where we are talking about gender roles in a relationship. And before we left, tulikuwa tunasema how guys can also, you know, wanaweza kutukalia vizuri wakiwa kwa kitanda. Am I lying?
Amen. The 0 to 100.
You're like, whoa.
That was really, really fast. But, yo.
To take a slow, but like a 30, 40, at least 70.
Maintain 80 kidogo, maintain to 80, man. Sababu, yo. Really? Nakumbuka kwa the last episode ya Entertainment Tuesday. Ukiuliza, why would someone insert their finger in? What?
Everyone, have fun.
And imagine me, I applaud that because he knows what he likes. Ni watu wile mnajifanya hapa, oh, you want to just stick to the traditional things.
No.
Not a bit
of we are open to spicing things up.
Yes. You guys are to the best. Ni mnataka nini flying crocs?
Not
Well, okay. Personal, like, it's a me thing. Me, I've been talking to my dad. And my dad was always like, if you're going to go on a date, you have your money. So that, you know,
independent,
oh, because me don't even lipa, that you have to. Ah, nah.
Yeah, you have to.
What? If not, have enough money to walk out. As in, it means melipia chakula yangu, me I'm out, I'm not dealing this bullshit because you're paying tax.
Kwanza Tiffany amesema kitu ingine ile inanishangazanga aki. The mentality of you've done something for someone, so I owe you by sleeping with you. Oh, yeah. I owe you, period. What? What do I owe you? The food. Yeah, I'll give you back the food that you bought. Like, there's nothing at it.
This story for this mama who her boyfriend had paid for her law school, she quitted. Then after she got her degree, she left the guy, right? Because she's changed status and everything, blah blah blah. And then the debate was, does she owe the guy? I was like, no, imagine if she was to pay him back, that's fine. But I don't owe you a relationship. I'm not gonna stay.
That movie for Taraji, the one where she kills the guy. Okay, yeah, I think she kills the guy. Oops, I spoiled it, but it's a movie where this guy,
I mean, like, really. Anyway, you saved us time.
I can't remember the name of the movie, but where she is with this guy since they were kids. She was together with this guy, and this guy had this big dream of inventing something. I can't remember what it was, and he wasn't earning anything, and Taraji was doing everything, paying for the house, doing what, and she left him because this guy was not doing anything. Like, people were refusing this guy invention of his, so she left him. And once she left him, this guy found some other chick who had some connections, and he got, like, he was approved, like, the invention became a big thing. He got money and all these other things. And Taraji felt the need that, she felt entitled because she was there for him when no one was there for him. You know, I was doing all these things for you when we were together and you weren't earning a single cent. And now over here, you're earning billions. You're over here. You owe me something. Come back to me. And I know, as much as it's Inauma, but hard pill to swallow is, imagine he didn't owe her anything. He didn't. She chose to stay. He didn't put a gun over this person's head and said, you must, you know, like, is a bit too,
apo metuwa point muhimu sana. So zingine tu ni poa, take your L, send away manenda.
Although,
kwa particular situation Tiffany umesema, unimagine wanaume, especially in Kenya, this man probably was earning a salary of 60k and then ametoa pesa hapo kupeleka lady to school, amemsomesha through the degree and everything. And you know, he's been sacrificing the little that he has just so that this lady can be happy. And you know, it's not just investing money, it's time and every resource that he has had, dedicating you 100%.
No, I agree that part, but that doesn't mean she owes him a relationship. You can't tell her, I've done all this for you, now you have to stay in the relationship.
She doesn't even owe. The only thing she owes him is a thank you.
It's a thank you.
Did this mama force him?
It's painful, but
did this mama force him to pay for it? For the
school?
No.
He did it out of love. And if you do something out of love, never expect something in return. Anything that just makes it.
But I have a question for you guys. Right? So the times you guys have spent money in a relationship, like you have decided, I'm going all out for this guy, I'm going all out for this shorty, eh? Spent 5-10k on a gift. After you all break up,
lot of experience. I wouldn't. Because at that point, when I was getting this thing, I loved this person. So I wouldn't feel bad.
For me, I'll feel bad because of the time. And the effort.
Time and effort.
But not the money.
You do have a valid point.
When it comes to this thing about because I'm spending some amount of money, I expect you to sleep with me. I think that one form of entitlement, women go wrong.
It's true.
It's something and I'm not even saying like some men, I'm saying we men. I think it's high time we all agree, like by the men, there are many things we're messing up.
Being entitled is really selfish.
It's selfish because by you, fellow X, pulling that move of girl Y, you're dropping a seed where girl Y will never accept these nice things being given to her. So when another guy like guy B comes in and he's offering the same things, the girl thinks that he's gonna pull a move that guy.
And that's why it's now up to us as the new generation to bring up people who are going to now be gentlemen, be people who you don't have to get scared of the opposite sex or make it a competition. It's not a competition, it's just life. And the people who have been raised in different ways to see the roles and not to see the roles. And then there's some people where I think I lie. Well, you see, like how when we talked about dowry, how we can adapt good things from something, or just not even dowry, but just any tradition in general, we adapt the good things that are in a tradition and we do away with the bad things. So I don't think gender roles was an issue, but some things were an issue.
Okay.
Seeing the other gender, the opposite gender, as inferior was an issue.
Yeah, that's an issue.
It shouldn't be,
or even a commodity.
Yeah, or a commodity. It shouldn't be like that. You shouldn't get scared when a chick slides into your DM. 2020, my friend.
Especially now, even when it comes down to this aspect of gender roles, when he enters into a relationship with this lady who's opinionated, she's strong-willed, she's proactive, you know, she's all these beautiful things that you'd like to associate with, you know, we all love to see women doing, Now, for such a man, that thing of change, he's not used to that. So chances are high, it's not going to work.
And that's why you need to find someone who you coincide with in life, so that, you know, you don't bring issues, you don't start, you know, just because you guys differ in opinions doesn't mean one person is right and the other person is wrong. You just have different ways in how you live. Find someone who lives like you, so you stop kuleta mashida hapa, you know.
Someone tells you, oh, they can't date you because you're too talkative. Actually, you're not the perfect wife. Actually, I've never laughed. I didn't even like you, sir.
Lol. Lol. Opinions? Nani aliulizi?
Whoa.
That's
that.
That's
that. That person is insecure.
Okay, imagine if I liked you, first of all, like, I would have taken Kidogo first. I wasn't even there for you. You know, Zed, my boy. You are just an addition. Why? Why are you giving me opinion? Why?
Change.
Unaribu, eh.
Unaribu, eh. Who's speaking?
Unaribu, eh.
But do you understand? He'd still find someone who would completely submit to him.
Oh, yeah, true.
And that's because, you know, that's how they've been raised.
Mm-hmm. Money is a problem by them.
It's true. In fact, even most marriages, they don't work out currently, because I was reading a study by the Oxford University. They were doing a study online, and most people who participated in that survey felt that money issues were the things that were the source of all the troubles in the relationship. How is he agree? Pesa ni ya nani? Is his money?
Oh, agree. Ni nani anafaa kufanya nini?
We even had this discussion with nani, with Maestro. Remember when we discussed about having joint accounts?
Mm-hmm. Actually, Buni waulize. Actually, yes. Our listeners out there, would you be willing to have a joint account with your boyfriend?
I would.
Yeah.
For me, honestly speaking, I kind of have a hybrid response to that. Having a joint shared account while we are dating, no.
Because we're tired, Chana.
Why?
Because it's the future.
Once we have a commitment, let's say we're on the road to getting married and everything, there's a lot we'll have to do together. So that's why now you start considering having a joint account for a specific reason. Can you kulipia bills and everything? Ni sawa. But historia, your money is now ours and then your money is yours. No, guys.
Here's how I do it, yeah? Because this joint account is giving me a chance to get to see how this person spends their money. And by then, now that's when you'll get to see whether this person, can I trust them with money? Can I trust them with my life? Can I trust them with the future of my kids?
But for me, I think if you just started dating, there's no need. But maybe if you later on, when we realize that our plans are kind of going at the same place for us being together, then I am open to the idea of having a joint account. But the fact that this discussion came about, the EE statement here, the man's money is ours, but the lady's money is hers.
We can't be preaching water and drinking wine, saying how we're equal, yet we're kisisi wasichana mingine lakini mnatoribianga jina. Anyway, guys, personally, I believe that everyone has their own philosophy on life, you know, like, you just have to find that person who you coincide in life with your life choices, but let's say, so that you're fine. If you're the submissive type, if you're the dominant type, for men and women, it differs. So it's up to you to find your quote-unquote opposite, someone who wants to be submissive, someone who wants to be dominant, so that you stop hating on people who are submissive, who are dominant. For me, I'd want alpha male. I'd feel more protected that way.
I have a question for Lanza here. Mm-hmm. With that mentality, does it fall in place in every single sector in relationships, like in decision making? Do you expect the person you're with to be dominant in every single aspect of a relationship, or just selective areas?
I don't want to be the driver. I want to ride shotgun. A person who rides shotgun helps the person who is driving.
Amen.
Okay, that makes sense.
Submissive people are the people at the back, because then they're backbenchers. You're letting the driver choose, but the shotgun person helps the driver. And that's how a relationship is. It's the two people there. I'm not the one steering, but I still have a say.
For me, I'd want equal participation when it comes to the relationship and even sitting on and making decisions, where we just come to each other and hear each other's opinions, then we come to a conclusion.
It's 100-100 from my side and from this person's side. There are those who choose to be the drivers, and that's fine with me. But personally, I wouldn't want to be the driver, mostly because of how I was raised. The man should do this, you know, like I'd want you to do this. But at the same time, I was also raised by my mother, who would teach me that just because the man is doing this doesn't mean that you can't do it. You can still do it. A person who rides shotgun, if by any chance this guy gets tired of driving, guess who's going to take the wheels? See, it's me. It's not the person at the back. It's me who's going to take the wheels. So I need to also be equipped at my position. 100, 100.
Mimi, what I'd like to say is we live in a changing world. There's so much that is changing every day. And sometimes the change may be too much to accommodate. So amidst all this, I'd just like to encourage anyone listening to this. Find out what works for you. Jijue kwanza. Na utafute mtu mwenye mko similar na yeye. So that you can work this out together. Talking stage muhimu sana. Don't rush into things. Usikimbilie hapa before you figure out.
Muhimu.
Yes, 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 yes. Don't let your shoes squeak loudly. Don't let your shoes squeak. And amidst all of this, it's more important. Boy child, please. Stay woke, manze. Dunia ni tough. Stay woke. Stay woke. Things are happening out here. Take charge, manze. But please don't be selfish. Like, when the story of entitled, this story of entitlement, it's really making people not feel safe. And that's not the point of a man. People are supposed to be feeling safe around you.
At a job, same history entitlement. Not to miss out. Is the thing of entitlement goes both ways. There's a form of entitlement that ladies have. See, actually, I'm going for every single one, but there's a form of entitlement ladies have. Like when you guys are dating, ladies have this entitlement that the husbands will and should always fend for my needs. The boyfriend.
Hey, listen, the husband.
Right now, like most tourists believe right now, alafa kunilipia nga salon, alafa kunilipia.
Okay, gosh, you know how annoying these things are. Hey, usingoje kijana kupeleke Dubai, jipeleke. Usingoje kijana kudrive. Weji drive. As in,
everything deserves to be treated like a queen. Like, give me hata wewe, you treat like a queen, banana.
I know. If you don't treat yourself, we expect the man to treat you like that.
Hey. Me, I'm of the opinion, let everyone enjoy their kink. If your kink is a submissive woman, look for one. Don't try changing women out here.
Yes.
And same to women. Don't try, like, you knew your man. Like, when you enter in a relationship, don't enter with an idea of a relationship. Enter ukijua the person. Not, oh, he might. No. Enter with the man unaona mbele yako. Enter the woman unaona mbele yako.
What? Volume iko louder for the people at the
I think reduce. Naona kana shout sana. I think she should reduce it because
no one is listening. Because no one is listening. People out here.
Tunakusikia bro, tunakusikia nini? Tunakusikia nini? Why are you shouting?
Weko malika ya group of KCC very amplifier and shouting.
Wacha nikwambie vile mna shout up at you, know the person, don't think you're going to change. Oh, sijui, know your love language. Oh, sijui talking stage, very important. They go, whoa, like, what's up with this TED talk? Like, why are they shouting?
You need to a character development 101.
Because we are tired of Nairobi. We are tired of the games. We are tired of the games. Me, baby, if Nairobi won't change, may the listener who wants to shoot his shot, Tabu, just know. Just know. We're not playing. We don't want games. We don't want metro. We are tired.
This was just amazing. The discussions we've had today in Do It For The Culture. Hey, we'll definitely even have a part two for this. We need to even have more people so we can get more insights on how they think. Because this is just four people and, you know, what they think about gender roles and relationships. Guys, make sure to follow Uncensored on our socials. We go by Uncensored_Pod. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can also follow us on Spotify for an updated music playlist. We update it weekly so that you don't miss out on new music, amazing music. You can also follow us on our personal handles. I go by Nicole Nanzai on everything.
I go at _Muthundo_ on Instagram and at @Bill_Muthundo on Twitter.
K_Kasiu kwa kila platform or The African Maestro on all platforms as well. Check me out if you put on a party.
It's just my girl. like literally everywhere, so it's fine.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us, Stephanie. And thank you so much, guys, for listening to Uncensored. Stay safe, wear masks, and sanitize, my friends. We want to leave the house, okay, guys?
Distancing, kwanza supermarket.
Kai. Cheki, please. Angalieni kwa ground. Zimekwa, please. But we will see you next week, Tuesday, same time, same place. With Entertainment Tuesday, guys. And you won't even imagine what the topic for the Entertainment Tuesday is going to be. But make sure to listen to us. If you haven't listened to our other episodes, make sure to also scroll down on the app, depending on how you've sorted out your episodes, and listen to them. Yeah, thank you so much for listening. We've had a blast, guys. Bye.